In recent days, the Czech European Union presidency has voiced its concern about alleged irregularities in last week's Iranian elections and has said it's alarmed by the street violence which has ensued in the country. Back here in the Czech capital, members of the Iranian community are nervous about speaking openly. But earlier, Jan Richter met Prague-based Iranian journalist Omid to discuss the current situation.
What we hear, Jan, is there is a national day of mourning in Iran right now, Thursday. That's what Mousavi called it for the people who were killed or injured in the rallies in the days before. Like on Monday that we hear 8 people were killed from the Mousavi supporters. So today, Thursday, is a national day of mourning. And tomorrow there's going to be the Friday prayers, which is going to be done by Ayatollah Khamenei. That's very important. People say that he's going to sort of resolve the situation. And what we hear is Mousavi and Karoubi, one of the two main rivals of Ahmadinejad in the elections, have asked their supporters to go to the prayers, to Friday prayers, and reach their voices to people and to the supreme leader, what they want and what they're craving for.
You've been in Prague for 10 months. How do you get in touch with your family and your friends who stayed back in Iran?
Actually, we are in constant connection via telephones, via email, through Facebook, which has been a main outlet, actually. That's how I get the news about Iran, what my friends are doing, what's going on in the rallies, what do people want, and what's the situation, what's their life like, and all that. So it's all mainly via the internet, yeah.
How large is the Iranian community in Prague?
I think it's about 200 strong, something like that. It's not a very big community, but in Central Europe, I think it's considered big. It's mostly comprised of students, asylum seekers, like that.
Do you know how they feel about what's going on in Iran?
As far as I've gathered, for all of them, you know, when you are far from your country and something big is happening, it sort of brings a frustration. If you're not there, you can't take part in a turning point of the history of your country. It brings frustration. It brings anger. Most of them are angry about the elections and the results. Most of them support Mousavi, and most of them want change in the country for themselves and for their friends and families.
Can Iranians who are outside the country actually vote in the election? Does Iran have correspondence vote?
Yes, we have actually, and all of us cast our votes on last Friday in the Iranian embassy in Prague. Yes, and as far as I know, all the Iranian community took part in the elections.
That was Omid, who didn't wish to give his surname, speaking earlier to Jan Richter.